This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And if you're watching on YouTube, we have a video up today. And you can finally see our TV that we mounted, kind of. Yeah, we have a fireplace.
It's really high.
Yeah, we have a fireplace going for some ambiance. But yeah, it's mounted a little bit too high. So it only halfway shows up in the frame. Which is kind of annoying. Maybe we'll fix that one day. But yeah, there's our TV and our studio upgrade we've been hyping up for a while.
Exciting stuff.
Yep. We also have, for our floral arrangement today, it's basically a bunch of like Christmas tree branches. And it looks kind of crazy. And it keeps getting caught in my hair when I turn my head to the side. But it is what it is.
Yeah, they like literally just chopped off Christmas tree branches and put them in a bag, and they sold it at Trader Joe's and we bought it.
Yeah, but it's fitting for the holiday season and what this episode is going to be about, because we're just gonna be talking about, you know, like the ultimate gift guide kind of situation, and also just preparing for the holidays and everything like that. So yeah,
I'm excited.
Woohoo! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, does not feel like Christmas in Texas, but
no, it doesn't.
We're rolling with it.
Yeah, we're trying to be as much in the Christmas spirit as we possibly can be. But let's go ahead and do our life update, and then we'll get into all the rest of the episode.
All right, let them know.
Okay, if you're watching on YouTube again, I'm wearing my sweatshirt for my college that I will be attending starting January 6th.
Go Penman.
Go Penman. It honestly feels really crazy that I'm actually going back to school, but I am. Like, books are ordered. I'm registered for classes. And yeah, so come January 6th, I will be a college student.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I don't know, it's cool you got a sweatshirt already too, and it's all worked out. And yeah, I mean, you're on your new journey of getting a degree.
Yeah, I'm honestly really excited about it. It feels like a weight that's been lifted off my shoulders that I didn't even know was there. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be different. I've been out of school for 8 years now. Yeah, there's not really much else to say right now. I'll give y'all updates as I have them, you know. Right now I'm just kind of waiting to start. I've done everything I can possibly do for right now. So, yeah, we'll see where it takes us in January.
And my life update, I'm still working, which sucks sometimes, but at least I have a job that I can go to. So, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we're just trying to give thanks for the things we do have and just keep moving forward and figuring out, like, our path and direction.
Yeah, which I think is going very well. I think it's just going to take some time to, for me personally, to figure it out. But I think you've taken a big step towards figuring it out.
Yeah, but I still have no idea what I really want to do. Like, so my degree is going to be in business administration, and then the school offers a career aptitude test, I guess, and it tells you, like, what majors would be best for you based on your interest, and I was least matched with business administration. So, I don't know. I just, if I wait around to go back to school, if I'm only going because I know what I want to do, I'm never going to go to school because I don't think I'm ever going to fully know what I want to do. But yeah, having a degree just gives me the options to figure that out more, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever knows. And even whenever they get to the end of whatever they're doing, like, they still might be questioning if they like it or not. And I think even people who say they are super passionate about something, it's very rare that they actually, like, that's what they wanted to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people just start doing stuff and then they find a passion or meaning from it, you know? It's not really the other way around.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of trial and error, and we're all just doing the best we can.
Yeah, which is all you can do, so.
Amen to that. Yeah, so I guess we can go ahead and get into it. Like I said, as long as everything goes well, we haven't used the camera in a while to try to record. So, you know, knock on wood, hopefully everything's fine. And there will be a YouTube video up. So if you want to watch us, it's Ed on the Earth, Bright and Clear on YouTube. But with that being said, let's first talk about holiday preparations.
You're the biggest preparations person in this marriage.
Yeah.
I kind of just do what I'm told.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have too much to say on this, especially this year, because it's felt like very forced for me to try to prepare for the holidays, which is very unlike me. But as we all know, I've been in a bit of a low since we got back to Texas. So I think it's just making it harder to feel the joy of Christmas. But I did make a couple notes just about, and I feel like we talked about this kind of a while ago actually, but just like, don't feel pressured to buy new decor. Like, the stuff you have is perfectly fine. Also, I'm sure you've already decorated for Christmas at this point. And if you haven't, you need to get on with it because Christmas is like 2.5 weeks away. But I think it's far more fun, honestly, to, like, you know, if you want to get one or two new things, okay, cool. And then you gradually build up a collection that you look forward to putting out every year because it sparks like sentimental joy. And it's not like, ugh, all this stuff is from last year, it's trash, I need to buy a whole new Christmas setup.
Yeah, and I think it goes along with what we were talking about during Thanksgiving, where it's like, I don't know, this should be the year of non-excess. Like, mm-hmm. Just be okay with what you got, make it work. Try making homemade decorations if you really need something different, because it's, I don't know, it'll mean a little bit more, and why not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need super fancy stuff. No one does. And it kind of takes away from the Christmas spirit, I feel like. I don't know.
I think so. Like, Christmas is not supposed to be about materialism and just, like, buying the newest Christmas tree and, like, all this stuff, you know? Like, yeah. That's not the reason for the season, so.
Yeah, plus, I don't know. I think the reason we've been saying that too is you want to focus on the actual meaning of these things. And I think the less time and effort you're spending on stuff like the decoration, the more time and effort you can put into your family or your friends and the people around you that you actually are spending time with.
Yeah, I don't know if I fully agree. I think putting time and effort into decorating is totally fine, but
I think there's a balance. Like, I don't think if you don't put any effort in and there's no decoration, it won't feel quite right. But I don't know. I think you can spend more time on the important stuff.
Yeah, but I also think that decorating can be a family activity and can be like a fun thing for everyone to do together. And I do think decorating is important. I just don't think you need to go out and spend a bunch of money on new stuff.
Yeah, definitely not.
And even if you're starting with nothing, like, go to Goodwill, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm sure there's, like, if you have no money at all, like, I'm sure there's donation stuff or that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure on Facebook, like, people are giving away stuff for free just because they have an excess, because they made bad decisions and bought new stuff every year. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people carry around boxes and boxes of decorations that they just don't use, but they don't want to throw away.
Yeah, we use all of ours. Pretty much.
I mean, we always throw out, like, lights or something that's old that we don't use anymore. Or we donate it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's about all I have for holiday preparation. And then we're going to get into the gift guide. And this is meant to be more of, like, a gifting on a budget kind of thing. Not like, oh, what are the most expensive gifts that you could give someone, which we do have some of those toward the end of the episode, just because, I don't know, if you've got the money to spend or something and you need some ideas, like, we'll give them to you, but
it's a scale of gifts.
Yeah, the focus is more so on, like, I don't know, a lot of people are having financial struggles this year and every year, so it's just to give some, like, kind of out of the box ideas. Not that any of these are that groundbreaking, but I don't know, just to do something different to be able to still give gifts with, like, minimal money spent, if any at all.
Yeah, I think you can make meaningful or give meaningful gifts as long as you put effort into it and you know who you're giving the gift to. It doesn't have to be some crazy expensive thing. You can put your love and your effort into it more than your money.
Yeah, and that means a lot more, too. So, the other thing about, like, being prepared for gift-giving, like, when it comes to gifting, really think about the person that you're giving the thing to and just, like, what matters to them most and identify their needs. Like, if there's something they need, give it to them, you know? Because especially if it's something they, like, kind of need but probably wouldn't buy themselves, like, that's a perfect gift to give someone. But I just think the more thoughtful you are with the gift, the better. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, if you know them well enough, too, you can better buy something for their need. Or you can buy something that, like, they probably wouldn't want, but it, like, fits something they really like, and they didn't even know they wanted it, you know?
Yeah.
And those, I feel like, are some of the best gifts, because it's very surprising, but it's like, a good surprising.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I guess let's get into it. So our first category is food.
Yeah.
And it's not like just food, but I mean, y'all will see.
Are there, like, thoughtful things you can, like, you have to cook with the love or bake with the love, and it's not something they would probably make on their own. So it's kind of fun to get that and actually experience it.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you want to start?
Sure. So at the top of the list.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Next, we have sourdough, which, if you're not on your sourdough journey like we are, this isn't going to be a gift that you can give. But let me tell you, so much time and love goes into making a loaf of sourdough. So if you are someone that is, like, you know, has a sourdough starter and is making sourdough, I think it's a great gift to give.
Yeah, I mean, we brought 2 loaves to Thanksgiving and they were both gone.
Yeah, and then to my family's Thanksgiving, we brought another loaf, and then I made sourdough rolls.
Which were really good.
Yeah, so we used a lot of sourdough, and now our starter is, like, struggling. I think we overused it or something. I don't know, but
maybe. I think, in general, though, like, sourdough can be any of the sourdough recipes that you just make. So it's, like, sourdough is not just a loaf of bread. It's a lot of different things. You can go on Pinterest or the internet anywhere and find all kinds of ideas to make stuff with your sourdough starter.
Yeah, I saw a recipe today for some sourdough chocolate croissants, and I love the chocolate croissant, so I'll probably be making those at some point.
Yeah, that's
sorry, I thought
really
the battery
good.
Was dying, but it was just the fireplace flickering.
Yeah, it's been distracting. I keep seeing it, and then I see it over here, and I'm like, I'm not used to it.
Yeah, so if I'm looking weird at the camera, I'm just trying to make sure everything's operating as it's supposed to.
You want me to do the next one?
Yeah, you can do yours.
Okay, I put, it's probably stupid, but gumbo, because I love a good gumbo, and not a lot of people know how to make, like, an authentic one or one at all, I think, and Claire was surprised. She's a very picky eater, and you love it.
I love it when your dad makes it.
Yeah,
because I've had gumbo, like, a lot of different times, and I don't like it, but when your dad makes it, I do.
Yeah, shout out, Dad. He has, like, done it so many times. He's got all of his levels of spices and roux and everything just right, and he knows how to do it. And, yeah, there's nothing like whenever he makes it, but
yeah,
it's, I don't know, if you can make it even somewhat good and gift that to somebody, I can almost guarantee they'll be very happy.
Yeah, also it just brings families together. Like, if you bring a big pot of really anything, you know, it's just a fun,
especially if it's cold and you bring a hot kind of stew soup thing, like,
yeah, like, people are gonna be excited about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we have vanilla, so like vanilla extract. I've been wanting to make some because basically you just get the vanilla bean, like, sticks, and then you can either pour vodka in, like, a mason jar type thing that's tall, or bourbon, and you just let it sit there for a while. I don't know how long. It might honestly be too late.
I've seen some that's, like, for a year.
Yeah, so it might be a little too late for this Christmas to do that, but I think that's a cute idea. To just, like, make everybody a bunch of vanilla extract that's homemade and doesn't have anything, like, bad in it.
And we haven't made that before, but I've seen people online who have made it, and they claim it's better than, like, the store-bought stuff.
Well, I'm sure, and it's really not hard. Like, you just pour stuff in a bottle and let it sit there. So even if you can't cook, can't bake, can't do anything, like, that's something that you can do relatively easily and for relatively cheap. Because we got the vanilla bean sticks at Trader Joe's for, like, $2, I want to say.
Yeah, it's super cheap. You just have to actually.
Although, I guess the liquor is a little expensive. But if you have some on hand already, just pour it in there.
Yeah. No, I mean, most people have some whiskey or vodka, I feel like, sitting around.
Yeah.
If they're of age.
Yeah.
Or not. Who knows? But, yeah, I think it's, like, it's not the craziest thing to make, but it does take a long time is my understanding. So start that one very early.
Yeah.
Like, probably right after Christmas, start it, and then it'll be ready by next Christmas.
Well, I don't think that always takes that long.
Yeah, maybe I was just looking at the really bougie ones that are super concentrated.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You want me to do the next one?
Yeah.
All right, so the next one is cookies, which Claire's an expert at making.
I'm that far.
Very hit or miss. 50% of the time I will miss an ingredient and I'll start mixing the dough and it'll be too dry and then it's too late to add the thing and I waste like 2 sticks of butter and a bunch of eggs and sugar. But yeah, whenever I make it right, it's pretty good, but it's fun to
make. There's not a bunch of eggs or 2 sticks of butter in most cookies, so.
One I was doing had, like, so much butter and eggs and stuff. I don't know what it was, but maybe it wasn't supposed to have that. But, yeah, I don't do good with baking. But, I don't know. Yeah, you can probably figure it out better than I can. I get too busy, and then I get ADD brain or whatever, and I just mess something up or I miss it. But
well, and if you can't bake cookies, then don't bake cookies. There's other things on the list that
you
can do.
Or you can buy the pre-made dough. And you can shape it all fun and you can make it look like you made the cookies.
Yeah, you could do that, but I prefer to bake my own cookies. So that's just another fun thing that's easy, relatively cheap. Like if you have, you know, sugar and flour and all that stuff on hand already. So yeah, I think cookies are always a good thing.
Yeah, there's nothing like a homemade cookie.
Yeah.
Those pre-made ones are never as good. But
no.
But yeah, cookies make people happy. You're next.
Okay, the next one is apple butter. This is the last food item we have. But we made some apple butter a couple years ago when we lived in our house, and we gave some to our neighbors, and a lot of our neighbors loved it. And I love apple butter, but it's just kind of annoying to make.
It's a lot of apples.
It's so many apples, and you have to like peel them or whatever and do all that. And so it can be time consuming, but if you just make like one big batch of it, you can get like 6 or 7 little mason jars full. And those are also great gifts for people, because most people like it, but they're not going to go through all the time to like actually make it. So if you do it for them.
Yeah, you have to process everything, and then it just sits in the crock pot for a long time, but it is a very good treat.
Yeah, so that's the last food thing. But I mean, I would be excited to get apple butter.
Yeah, and I feel like things always taste better when you don't have to make them and someone gives them to you. So even if like you don't think it's the greatest thing, like I feel like they always think it's better.
Yeah.
Because I feel that way. I don't think people are just saying it tastes good, but like, I don't know. And I think it's fun to give people stuff like that. So
yeah, and a lot of work goes into it, and that's the whole point of this, is like it can be low cost, but you still like put in the effort and love, and like, you know, it's still a thoughtful gift.
Yeah, for a lot of people, food's a love language, but also getting gifts or giving gifts, like, and there's so many different types. It's not just a box of like a toy that you put in under the tree. Like, it's all different things.
Oh, were you gonna say something? Oh, okay. Our next category is like low cost gifts / semi homemade. So the first one, like, it is a homemade thing, but like a salt dough hand or paw print. So there's it's a recipe on Pinterest, which I made a whole Pinterest like gift guide thing that I will link in our Instagram story, so that y'all can like see all of these gifts and like a couple of other things that are random that I just thought were cute when I was on Pinterest. But anyway, so the recipe for this is on Pinterest. It'll be on that board, but you can like make, it's basically clay. So I think it'd be cute, like, I don't know, if you have a kid, like, and you want to give the grandparents something, so like your parents, like do a handprint of your child, or even if you're a grown up, do a handprint and give it to your parents.
Yeah, I think most people make them into ornaments. Like, you just tie a little string around it.
Yeah.
And then you have a cool ornament.
Yeah, but also pets, like, do it for your pets and give it to your significant other. Like, oh, here's our pet's paw print. Like, excuse me.
Yeah, and you can frame it or put it on those little, like, what would it be? Like a, what's the little thing you put, like, books on that holds it up? But they have them for, like, stuff like that. Like a
stand?
Or like an easel looking thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, you can get one like that if it's big enough and prop it up somewhere, like a little tchotchke, but it's more meaningful.
Yeah, and it literally all you need is like salt, flour, and water, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and it just hardens.
Yeah, so it's super, super affordable, and it's cute, and you can have it forever, and it's like a good memory to have. So that's a cute one, I think.
Yeah, I like that one, and it's fun because, I don't know, if it works out good and it's homemade and you get to keep it forever, like, that's kind of a cool, like, thing. Like, memory every time you look at it.
Yeah, or on Christmas, you can break out your salt dough and be like, okay, everyone, let's all do our family handprints together. And then it's, like, a fun activity for everyone to do.
Yeah, it's something to do.
Yeah.
You want me to do the next one?
Yeah.
A heartfelt card. So, I mean, you can go buy a card and then write something in it, but it's extremely easy to just take printer paper, fold it in half, and make a special card. I've done it for Claire before, and you can spend as much or as little time as you want on it, but I think anything homemade kind of just gets extra brownie points right away because it's not as easy as going to the store and just buying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I agree.
There's not much about else. All for that one.
Yeah, there's really not much else. Just like, I don't know. It's always good to receive a nice card. Okay, next one is a framed photo. So I've given gifts like this before. Like, if I have a photo of a family member or something that I know they don't have, like, I'll print out the picture. You can go to TJ Maxx or At Home. Hobby Lobby even has frames on sale a lot of the time. Don't buy them when they're not on sale because they're, like, way more expensive. But just go to one of those places, get a cute frame, and give them the frame photo. And I think that's a cute gift to give.
Yeah, and you take all the work out of them having to get the frame and all that stuff, so then you can just put it up somewhere.
Yeah, and just bonus points if it's a picture they haven't seen before. So, like, oh my gosh, you know, this cute picture. I'm so thankful for this.
Yeah. No, I like the frame photo, too. Those are more, like, sentimental things, too.
Yeah.
It's like cards people keep, especially if you write something in there that they really like. And the little paw print, handprint thing, that'll last for, I mean, maybe forever as long as you don't break it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, frame photos capture a moment.
Yeah. That's all for that category. So next category is titled Pricey But Unique.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So these aren't all super expensive items, but they're definitely more than the things we just talked about. And they could, some of these like could be expensive or could be not that expensive, depending on what you do with it.
How much money you want to spend, really.
Yeah. So you want to do yours first?
Yeah, I put like a very general thing, but I don't know. I've been looking for gifts for Claire, and I do see lots of like on Etsy or even like Amazon or something, like they have different gifts, but there's like you can make a custom version of it that's very personalized to like a specific song or like a specific place that like you have a memory of someone. You can make a really cool thing, but I'm sure those take a little bit longer to get because they have to actually make it and then send it to you, but I do think that would be very cool. Especially if it's something you put near your bed or on your desk, wherever you're at a lot.
Yeah, there's also like custom Monopoly boards and different games like that where you can like really customize each little square. So if somebody you know is super into like Monopoly or something, that would be a good gift. But I think those are kind of expensive. So
yeah, because I mean, that's a bigger thing to print. But also I've seen ones like that, but it's like you can do a family one.
Yeah.
Where it's like customized for your family specifically.
Yeah. Okay, next is a magazine subscription. So I don't know if everyone else still loves magazines as much as I do, but I love magazines. Like I get Vogue every month. That's the only subscription I have right now, but it makes my whole month. Like when it comes in the mailbox, I get so excited. So if someone you know still likes magazines like I do, I think that's a great gift to give someone, like The New Yorker or Harper's Bazaar, Vanity Fair, Down East.
I'm not one. A big magazine person, but I will say when you would get The New Yorker when we lived in New York and we'd go to the park and do the little crossword puzzle thing, that was really fun.
It's so fun. And a lot of magazines, because print is kind of a dying industry a little bit. I mean, it really kind of is. They're not that expensive. The New Yorker, however, is so expensive. It's crazy. But I had like a deal when I was subscribed.
I feel like
to
they've
it.
Got a ton of those deals where it's like free for a certain amount of time or like 50% off or something.
Yeah. But I don't love just the digital subscription because I like my printed magazine. Like I have them all on a shelf. Like I love to keep magazines and look through them. And then when I go to make a vision board at the start of the year, I like cut up all my magazines, which
yeah,
maybe is not ideal, but yeah. So I think that's a great gift personally.
If they're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. That's, you gotta like know the person and what they want.
You do the next one though, because that's like your thing.
Okay, the next one is concert tickets. And this is what I mean by, like, it can be really expensive or not that expensive, because obviously concerts vary in price, and there's apps like Game Time, SeatGeek. I don't know. Game Time is the main one, I feel like, that you can get some good deals.
They host them sometimes, like Live Now or something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's like, they like actually run the event like for them, and like they're the ones who, but they actually sell the tickets through them is all I'm saying. But they have like an app.
Oh, Live Nation?
Yeah, Live Nation. I'm Live Now.
Well, that they're with Ticketmaster. That's all the same thing.
Never mind.
But yeah, I think I love going to concerts. Like, it's one of my favorite things. So getting gifted concert tickets is amazing.
Yeah, I think I only like going to concerts if it's like I have never seen them before and it's like a really cool person.
I love them all. So
yeah. I don't know. I'm indifferent sometimes. Like, I don't get as excited. I think I'm overstimulated at them.
Yeah.
But like, if I get into the music and I actually know the words, I feel like I have a much better time.
That's
the,
yeah.
You told me lots of times that's the case, and it is very true.
Yeah, and you got to, again, know your audience when you're giving gifts. So, like, if they're not a concert person, don't buy them concert tickets. But, and also, if they only listen to, like, Taylor Swift, then probably not get them concert tickets. Because, one, I'm pretty sure her tour is over. And, two, you're going to be spending, like, $10,000 or something crazy.
Yeah, remember when we tried to get tickets to that? You stayed up, like, really late trying to do it in line or whatever, and it did not work out.
I did not stay up late.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, well.
But I was waiting in the little line, and it did not work, and I did not try again after that because...
It was sold out in, like, 0.5 seconds from the moment it was released for sale.
Yeah, that's how our whole tour has been.
I just don't understand.
Hot take, I'm really not the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. There's just a few of her songs that I like, and I thought it'd be fun because everyone talks about her so much. And, like, the tour and how amazing it is, but...
I still just don't get that whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, we missed it, and that's okay. It's not, like, world-crushing or anything. But, yeah, concert tickets, great gift, depending on the person.
Yeah. I don't know. Even some people, if it's just, like, a really cool artist, I think would like it.
Well, yeah, you just, yeah, just know who you're giving the gift to.
Yep, that would be a cool one, though. The next one is, this is like, would be super pricey.
It doesn't have to be, though.
A trip. I don't really know. I guess you could, like, within Texas, there's like plenty of places you could be like, hey, you got a hotel room, like, here you go.
Or even without a hotel, like, go on a day trip to somewhere like 2 hours away.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I mean, and you could get really wild with a trip. You could do Europe or something. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different options there.
That's why it can be, like, as grand or small as you want it to be, you know?
And you can get very unique with it as far as doing a trip to not a traditional trip place, if that makes sense. Like, a place that, like, not a lot of people go to. Like, they don't, it's not, like, a touristy area, and, like, it's specific to y'all's, like, friendship or relationship or whatever. Like, you can go to something very special.
Yeah.
That, like, it's more meaning. I don't know. Never mind.
No, I mean, I get it, I think.
I feel like it makes sense in my head, but I'm not sure. But, yeah, you could make the trip more personalized and special.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would be, you could make it cheaper and still do something fun and unique.
Yeah. For sure.
That's all I got on that one.
I mean, yeah, same. It's, you give a trip or you don't, and you can make it as expensive or cheap as you want and need to. Okay, next one is gas gift cards. This sounds kind of dumb probably, but when I was first, like, driving, and not even first driving, like, until I was, like, 20, I feel like my family would get me gas gift cards for Christmas, and it was so nice because gas is expensive. So even, like, you know, a $25 gift card to 7-Eleven, like, that's really helpful nowadays.
Yeah, especially if you find yourself in a pinch and your credit or debit cards are not working for some reason and you don't have cash. If you just happen to have one of those bad boys, you can bring it in and get some gas.
Yeah, he's speaking from experience because his cards just don't work all of a sudden anymore.
Yeah, so I think it's my wallet. I think the pressure of it in my pocket and like bending it, I think it just destroys the cards. My dad has always said that, and I'm experiencing it now.
So. Yeah, so that's not ideal, but yeah. So gas gift cards, it's a good gift. Yeah,
they might save someone who desperately needs gas.
Yeah, or just, you know, you don't have to spend your money on gas, because who wants to do that?
Yeah, it might be good for the like a 16 or 17 year old, you know, because it's like you're giving them money, but it's like they can't just use it for anything. It's like you're using this for gas, you know.
Yeah, well, I would be thrilled. I mean, I don't have a car, but if I did, I would be thrilled to get a gas gift card.
Yeah, that would be, I can see how it'd be very helpful.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Next one is personalized stationery. I don't really understand what stationery is, but you like
okay,
it.
Okay, so I obviously wrote this one. Just like, you know, thank you cards that have your name at the top, or like your last name or your initials, or just like a notebook that has the person's like name, initials, all of that. Really like notebook, thank you cards, like a to-do list. Just things like that, like paper, like stationery is paper products.
Like desk stuff?
Sure, yeah.
That's the only time like I think of using paper stuff, really.
Okay, yeah, so desk stuff, but like personalized with somebody's name on it, or if someone's newly married, like with their new last name and like, you know, establish whatever year they got married, like that's always a cute gift.
Yeah. Okay, I understand it more now.
Yeah. So, again, we're kind of pushing the time limit here on these gifts because personalized things do take a little bit longer. But, yeah.
If you have the time, I would say to go for it.
Yeah.
You're next.
Okay, next one is a book stamp or embosser. This is also a customized thing, and I think they're really cute. I got one for Mia, your sister, a long time ago, like a few years ago, I think. And she liked it. But you can just get like it'll be like from the library of Mia. And then you can pick whatever like design. And it's just cute if some like for someone who still reads paper back books.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, I just think of that rubber stamp store, but it's cool to have one that's very personal to you.
Yeah, it is cute. You can stamp all your books or emboss them. So, like, if you let someone borrow it, they know that it's your book. And it's just, I don't know, it's just cute to have.
Well, yeah, and it makes your books very unique to you.
Yeah, it's just a fun, like, gifts. Little thing. And they're not, like, that expensive, so.
Yeah, because a lot of them are like manufactured by machines, so they don't, it's not like a person cutting it by hand anymore.
Yeah.
The next one is a candle, which Claire, this is her writing this, but she said Homesick or something personalized, which Homesick's a brand, correct?
Yeah, so they have candles for like different states. We got your dad a Homesick candle that was like Jerry's apartment, like from Seinfeld. Yeah, so like they have funny ones kind of, so it's just a cute thing.
And like it looks like a soda can, right?
But glass.
Yeah.
You could probably like repurpose it as a cup once it,
yeah,
the wax is gone. But I think personalized, I mean, I love candles of all kinds. I do not discriminate, but a personalized candle is fun and just like more meaningful. But there's many other brands other than Homesick. That's just one of them.
Yeah, I mean, or if you want to get crazy, you can learn how to make candles yourself, because it's really not that hard, I've heard, but
yeah.
Yeah, you can make your very own candle, and it is so easy to make, like, a label on the computer and then print it out.
Yeah, Canva is great for that, and you can have things printed through them. I don't know that they have the best prices around, but it's not crazy expensive. Like, we got a bunch of stickers made for our sourdough, and I think it was like $12 to have a bunch of them printed, which I'm sure you could find a better price elsewhere, but it's really not that crazy.
Yeah, especially if you're only going to do it one time.
Yeah.
I mean, I would only worry about that if it's like your mass manufacturing stickers, I mean, yeah, or something, you know?
Okay, we are getting low on time. So that wraps up the pricey but unique category. And then our last category we have here is just basic items, like the more typical, more expensive things that like you would see on TikTok that everybody wants, kind of thing.
Trending items.
Basically, yeah. Do you want to read one of yours?
Sure. What was my? I'll just read both mine real quick so we can get through it. But I put a knife set because I love to cook, and we were gifted a very nice knife set, and it has lasted, I mean, our entire marriage, and you just resharpen your knives and you're good to go as long as they're good quality. There's tons of different brands out there. You can spend as little or as much money as you want. But to someone who cooks and understands how important a sharp, good knife is, these are awesome gifts. And then good quality versions of things that the person you're getting a gift for will use, which is a very broad thing. But I think if you know the person well enough, there's, with the internet, you can go online and look up products that they would use on a daily basis or a lot, and you can find very good quality versions of those things, and it will mean a lot to someone if they are gifted a good quality thing that they actually use all the time.
Yeah, like an example would be, we use a Dutch oven from HEB to make our sourdough, and it does fine, but it's not like the most amazing. So someone could gift us a Le Creuset, I'm going to say Creuset because I don't know if it's Creuset or Creuset. So I've been combining the two. So someone could give us one of like a Dutch oven from that brand, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, they're just crazy expensive.
I mean, yeah, they are. But that's just an example of like getting a nicer version of something that someone already has.
Yeah, and there's like endless options.
Yeah, so just whatever they use, if you want to get them a nicer version.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to read through all yours?
Yeah. So first is the Rode Peptide Lip Treatments. These are Hailey Bieber's brand. I thought they were overhyped because like Summer Fridays, their lip balm has a lot of hype. And I love the brand. Use a lot of things from that brand. Don't like the lip balm. It's terrible. It makes my lip like break out, which is weird. Like, it's pore clogging. So, don't like that. But the Hailey Bieber's brand, I actually do really like it. So, I think it's a good gift to give. Next, Eberj or Skims pajamas. Both not cheap. Neither one of them. Especially Eberj. And I don't own anything from that brand, but I have felt them in stores. And they're very soft. And I know a lot of people like them. And everybody loves a good pajama, you know? Next, kind of already talked about this, but the Le Creuset Dutch oven.
That just cannot be right.
No, it's definitely not, but it's one of the two ways, so we're just combining them both. If someone's really into cooking, that's a great thing to give them, or if they're on their sourdough journey, also a great thing to give them. Next, Mackenzie Childs utensil holder, teapot, cake stand. This is just something I really want because I just love the Mackenzie Childs, like the country check pattern. I just think it's so cute, but it's also so expensive. So this is really if you're just like trying to be excessive and.
Yeah. Rip to our flower pot that we had.
Yeah. I had like a fake Mackenzie Childs vase.
Oh, I thought it was real.
No. No, I would have been, well, I was still very upset when it broke.
The way you acted, I thought it was real.
Yeah, because I loved it. Everyone thought it was ugly. It kind of looked like a court jester or whatever.
It looked like a clown.
I mean, yeah, same thing. But I loved that thing, and it just brought me so much joy, and I shattered it, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, people who are really into, like, their kitchen and cooking, like, that kind of thing would be good. And then also a Kindle. I love my Kindle. I don't read. Well, I still read nonfiction books and like paperback or hardcover, but fiction books, strictly my Kindle. So if someone doesn't have a Kindle and they read a lot, it's a good gift to give. And if they already do have a Kindle and you want a lower cost option, A Kindle case is always a good thing to get someone, or a pop socket, because putting a pop socket on the back of the Kindle really changes the reading game, and it makes it way more comfortable to hold.
Yeah, you put one on my Kindle thing, and I do like it. The only thing is my, like, it hurts my fingers. I think it's just in a weird spot for me, but.
Oh, like well, I love mine.
It, like, my fingers will go back, but I also think that's because I'm double jointed, so they, like, get pushed past their limit easier.
Okay, well, maybe know your audience when it comes to the pop socket, but I love having the pop socket on my Kindle.
Yeah, I like it. I think the Kindle, though, overall, like, because I don't really like having or, like, holding a normal book, which some people like it. I really don't. I think it hurts my hand after a while, and it's annoying if you're trying to, like, lay down and read a book. It just doesn't work out quite well.
Yeah, and you don't know how annoying it even is until you have a Kindle, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier to read.
I also feel like I read faster on a Kindle because I can track, especially with my eyes now, like, I can track the words a lot better in, like, the rows, whereas on a book, the lighting can be kind of weird with it, and it just, I lose track of where I'm at on a line.
Yeah, I think Kindles are a great gift. Also, just anything hobby related, like, if someone has a hobby, getting them something related to that. Yeah, that's basically it. Again, I made a Pinterest board that I will link if y'all want to just, like, look at some fun ideas on there. But yeah, just know your audience. If you don't know what to get somebody, ask them, you know?
Yeah, if all those fails, just ask them what they actually want, and you can get exactly what they want. Or if they give you a general idea, you can kind of go crazy within your new parameters.
Yeah.
You can make it easier on yourself.
Yeah. But I think that's really it for this week's episode. I hope that y'all enjoyed it and that you're having fun and not letting the pressure of Christmas gift get to you too much. Because at the end of the day, your presence is a present, and the gifts is not what Christmas is about.
Yeah. Christmas can be about, it can be very simple, and it can be very meaningful if you choose to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have to blow it up and make it some crazy thing with all these weird expectations. And because if you have a lot of expectations and then you don't meet a bunch of them, then you're going to be upset.
Yeah.
And Christmas will be ruined.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to add?
That's all I got. I'm exhausted. It was a long day at work, and sorry if I've been low energy, but we're knocking this out, so.
Yeah, I think we're going to, I don't know, we're getting our recording schedule on track. We've been consistent with the episodes the past few weeks, just not consistent on the day of the week that it comes out, but we're trying to aim for Thursdays again, so.
Yeah, we're just stay making tuned. It work with what we got, because we think we have a set schedule, and then stuff comes up and we no longer have a set schedule. We just have no time.
And it's just a busy time of year. There's a lot of, like, different things going on, like events, I guess. I don't know. Just Thanksgiving was a lot, and so that kind of threw us off track. And then Christmas is soon, so yeah. But just have fun Christmas shopping or Christmas baking or Christmas making. Just whatever.
Christmas window shopping if you can't buy a bunch of stuff. Just go enjoy the ambiance and the vibes of Christmas.
Yeah, or go drive around. Like, we drove around Highland Park the other night, and it was cool because people have some really pretty decorations out. So
yeah, people spend a lot more money on Christmas decorations versus Halloween decorations, we learned, as far as exterior stuff goes.
Way more. So yeah, just kind of ridiculous. Try to enjoy the holiday season with the little things, and don't get too bogged down by the thought of, like, everything is so expensive, I can't buy anything or do anything. Like, there's a lot of free things to do, so take advantage.
Yeah, I mean, just have fun.
Yeah. All right, guys, I think that's it for this week. Follow us on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire. Again, I will link the little Pinterest board that I made. Follow us on YouTube, or subscribe to us on YouTube at On The Air with Brett and Claire. Let us know your thoughts on this episode. You can rate us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Is that all?
I think
so. My whole spiel?
It's been a while, I feel like, but it hasn't.
Yeah, it really hasn't. It's just... We're recording this at 7:30 p.m., so it's been a long day. It's rainy, gloomy outside, which I'm enjoying, but yeah.
Makes you sleepy. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, guys.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Well, we'll see you before Christmas, but have a good week, and we will see you when we see you. Stay tuned for the Instagram for updates.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.